Sandra Dillon, Sandra S-A-N-D-R-A, Dillon, D-I-L-L-O-N. Date of birth is 12-24-1964. This is for date of service, 3-10-2022. Mrs. Dillon is a 57-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her multinodular goiter and a review of her hyperparathyroidism. She was recently diagnosed with hyperparathyroidism. She also has a history of prediabetes and hypertension. She reports some generalized bone pain, denies any abdominal pain, reports some memory issues. She denies any compressive symptoms at the thyroid. She reports brittle nails. She denies any nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. She denies any polyuria, polydipsia, or polyphagia. She reports some fatigue. She states that her weight is stable, and she reports some swelling in her feet at times. She had a thyroid ultrasound done indicating a dominant nodule on the left, measuring 2.1 by 0.8 by 1.2 centimeters, and another dominant nodule on the left, measuring 1.2 by 0.5 by 1.5 centimeters. She has some other subcentimeter nodules located on the right thyroid lobe. She denies any compressive symptoms at the thyroid. Plan number one, for her multinodular goiter, she has a dominant nodule on the left measuring 2.1 by 0.8 by 1.2 centimeters. At this point, I'm going to obtain an FNA biopsy of this nodule and review the results during her follow-up visit. Next number, for her hyperparathyroidism, the patient's parathyroid level was noted to be elevated at 75 with an ionized calcium level of 5.9 and a serum calcium level that is elevated at 11.1 milligrams per deciliter. At this point, we are going to get confirmatory testing to assess the diagnosis and confirm the diagnosis of primary hyperparathyroidism. Next number, for her vitamin D deficiency, she is currently on vitamin D, 2,000 IUs daily. Her vitamin D level is low at 17.2, therefore we will increase her vitamin D level to 4,000 IUs once daily. Next number, we will check her thyroid function studies, including a TSH, free T4, and free T3 level. I will also get a TPO antibody level and a thyroid stimulating immunoglobulin level to assess for any autoimmune thyroid disease. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.